Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Right now, we are 7 days away from an unprecedented financial event in this country's history, one that could potentially put us towards a depression, because the House Republicans, led by Speaker Boehner, are unwilling to compromise one inch.
Is the president going to let that happen? There are avenues out of this short of a formal big-time deal.
Well, we need to lift the debt ceiling so that we do not default on our obligations. Every leader has said for months and months and months they're not going to let that happen. But what we don't see is any action from Speaker Boehner. We're 7 days away. He has to act.
Don't you get tired, really tired, of listening to these people back and forth? The American public is disgusted at the way this has been handled. These children like this guy, Dan Pfeiffer, who supposedly is the White House communications director, talking to a reporter about what he believes needs to happen. It's all the individual. It's Boehner's fault. We've tried to, and nobody's, and it's just, it's sickening to listen to this stuff day after day, isn't it? So that's however we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. From Fox, Martha McCallum talked to Congressman Henry Cuellar of Texas, who has changed his position on the debt and is ready to support a short-term solution.
Now, just a couple of months ago, if I understand you correctly, you were against raising the debt ceiling. What changed your mind?
Well, what it was is that I do want to raise the debt ceiling, but I want to do some structural changes, something where we can go ahead and help bring down the deficit. For example, and we got to do this in a bipartisan way. For example, if you look at what Reid does, he got the $1.2 trillion that Boehner had agreed to before he walked away on Friday. It doesn't include any taxes. So I think it's something that there's been some sort of agreement on, at least a tentative agreement. And we got to find a solution to this. You know, and Martha, let me say this. You know, what happened to the concept of a conference committee where you get a differences between the House and the Senate, put them together, work out the differences? And I hope we can do that soon so we can avoid the default on August the 2nd.
All right. Well, that may be exactly where we're headed. Do you think it's unusual, when you heard the president last night, he's still talking about raising revenues on the wealthiest Americans? That is not in Harry Reid's package. So, you know, as a Democrat, are you torn between those two sides on that?
Well, you know, I voted for tax cuts, and I prefer to keep taxes down. And, you know, we've had the lowest tax rate since the Truman administration. But again, right now, the way Reid has his proposal, which I, you know, certainly favor, you know, it doesn't include any taxes. It does include $2.7 trillion of cuts. And I want to go ahead and get an agreement. Let's get it done before the August 2nd default.
You know, Congressman, we've been hearing that they've been flooding the phone lines on Capitol Hill today. What kind of calls are you getting, high volume calls in your office, and what are folks saying?
Well, you know, I think people want us to work this out. I mean, I think people didn't vote for a dysfunctional Congress. They want us to sit down just like any other. I mean, look at the NFL. They worked out their differences. If the NFL can do it, come on. This is the U.S. Congress where we ought to be sitting down and working out the differences in a bipartisan way.
Yeah, if they weren't all a bunch of children and so interested in themselves and their own political career, that probably would be happening. If they were interested in you and your welfare, wouldn't that be happening? The budget and the debt ceiling and the time that awaits, that is a week from today, supposedly everything goes into the toilet. You buying that? 800-510-8255. A quick comment on the 1% solution. You've heard that. Well, maybe you haven't heard about it because it was subtly put into a bill last year. The 1% tax on all bank transactions. You've heard that, or have you heard it? There is a suggestion floating around, and it was part of a bill last year that would tax every deposit that you make at your bank, whether it's a cash deposit, whether it's a check, anything that you decide to put in the bank, automatic deposit, makes no difference, your IRS refund at the end of the year, whatever you put in your bank, if this thing is legitimized, point gets taken. So you deposit $5,000, $50 goes to the IRS. I like that idea. 800-510-8255. If that doesn't start some kind of a revolution or evolution. And going back to the Hoover transition to FDR, I did a little bit of reading on this because of the similarity in the situations. Hoover screwed things up like Bush did and then didn't. They just spent and spent and spent. And then FDR came in and all kinds of government programs. There have never in the history of our country been as many new government programs introduced. The growth of government prior to George Bush had never been as great as it was during the era of FDR. And if you look back at the period from when FDR became president in 1933 through till 1940 or 1941, the country really didn't recover particularly well. There was 25-26% unemployment, and the went back and forth, but it was never actually solved until World War II came around. So think about it. The malaise went on for 7-8 years. And the government threw all kinds of money to fix the problems. The income tax was doubled. All of the things, a lot of the modern-day taxes we see now came about during the 30s, and it didn't work. And then World War II came along, and that's what changed the economic realities of our country. That's kind of a disturbing look back at history, isn't it, huh? 800-510-8255. More on what may or may not happen by August 2nd as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Ever wonder what would happen if you pushed the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map details and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayville Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
800-510-8255. Surely if the NFL and the Players Association can get together, can't the Republicans and Democrats get together? Here's Jessica Yellen talking to Kai Rizdal who is the host of Market Watch on CNN, about what he thinks will happen if there's no deal by next week.
If this vote does not happen in time, will you spell out again what are the stakes for you and me and regular people?
So let me ask you, just because you're in Washington and you guys love policy, let me ask you a policy question. Yeah. When was the last time you heard anybody in Washington talking about the jobless rate, education policy? Let's see, what else? Sustainability and the environment. I mean, take your pick. This discussion is crowding out so many other things that we need to deal with in our environment and in our political system that there's no air left. But here's the bottom line. Let's think about what could happen come Tuesday and for some reason the Treasury stops paying the balance due on its debt. Couple of things. One is we, the United States, has to pay more money to borrow money. That means eventually Americans will as well. Interest rates will rise. This will not be something like the Federal Reserve saying, okay, we're going to increase the federal funds rate. It's going to be like over time, the bond rates are going to rise, and thus we will all have to pay more money. It's a discussion of timing as much as it is instantaneous impact, if that makes any sense.
Okay, so that goes to my next question. We don't go into, if this deal does not happen, we don't go into default at midnight on August 3rd, do we? It doesn't happen instantly. Explain.
Right. No. Right. So default is a technical term in the markets, and we've all been bandying it about with some degree of freedom, but it means a very specific thing, not paying the service you owe on your debt. Believe me when I tell you the Treasury Secretary Geithner will stop payment on Social Security checks. He will stop payment to veterans and vendors and all of those things before he sacrifices the entire full faith and credit of the United States. So it means a very, very technical thing. And while that August 2nd date is firmly fixed in people's minds, it's not like at midnight we all turn into pumpkins. That's not what happened.
Okay. So now I've talked to some senior people on Wall Street and other places. There's an increasing sense that we will be downgraded. Come next week, we will be downgraded. I'm curious, if they come up with a deal, can it just be reversed in a few weeks so we get downgraded for a month and then everything's back to normal and our interest rates are better in a few months from now?
So here's the thing. I got news for you. We've already been downgraded. I had Bill Gross on Marketplace this afternoon. Bill Gross runs the biggest bond fund in the world, and the bond market is what we're talking about out here. And I said to him, listen, it sort of seems like what you're telling me is that you don't believe the United States has a AAA credit rating right now. And he said, oh, no, absolutely not. It's gone. It's not a real AAA rating. We will begin to pay more money for our debt over time. It's just going to happen because of, wait for it, the politics of this whole thing. Bill said to me he thinks it's eventually going to be solved, and all this posturing is exactly that posturing. The markets believe there will be a deal because there has to be a deal, but it's too late. We've already done the damage, and from now on it's just how well, in fact, we can manage that damage.
800-510-8255. Susan, do you think this will do damage to you if it takes place?
Yes, I do. But my question is, like, when your payroll gets automatic deposited, like you're saying, and it gets $50 sent to the government?
Well, it depends on what it is, but the proposal was to take 1% out of whatever bank transactions would take place, yes.
But wouldn't that be double taxation if they did that to your payroll?
Sure, sounds like it to me. If you've already paid taxes, especially, well, maybe somebody would say, oh, well, we'll have to make an exception for that. And let's say your grandmother left you $10,000 in her will, and then of that $10,000, $100 would go to the IRS, that kind of stuff. So then it wouldn't be double taxation on that. If somebody protests, they figure out some way of getting around it. What a dangerous situation, it seems to me.
Isn't it?
I got to move on. Thank you. 21 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. The Republican National Committee, the Republicans themselves being rebuked by the Democrats, Democratic National Committee, because of the default deadline, the budget bill, more pointing fingers. Here's radio host Chris Bradshaw talking to a caller. The caller thinks the politics have gotten so bad there isn't any way a deal can be reached.
Harry Reid has officially put out his $2.7 trillion spending cut for the debt ceiling increase. Now, this caught Republicans off guard because in the past they have been saying, oh, you know, no revenue increases, no revenue increases, no revenue increases. Everyone knows only a madman would raise taxes during a recession, which is why Ronald Reagan did it. True story. So, I guess to be fair, there is a second option. Why Republicans would not take this deal. A, my belief, it's a Democratic plan, and their base simply would not allow them to agree to it. Because by default, if a Democrat does it, it's bad. And everything Obama does must be criticized. Everything a Democrat does must be bad. Even if it's something we in the past have advocated, even if it's something we actually believe. Yeah, we live in a country where you can kill Osama bin Laden and still be criticized for it by Republicans. So that's A. B is that it doesn't touch entitlements. It doesn't touch Social Security and reduced benefits. It doesn't decrease Medicare benefits. So those are the two reasons I can come up with that Republicans would oppose the Harry Reid bill. I am open to your interpretation. Hey, Ron?
Yeah, Bradshaw, I just want to ask your opinion on a couple of things related to the budget negotiations. And the big question I have, is it possible for the president to make a deal with the Republicans that does anything other than just completely destroy his presidency? I mean, he offered them more than they even asked for in the first place. They refused it. So what does it mean now for him to make a deal with them? I mean, is it just one more? How many humiliations can this president stand?
Let me play devil's advocate. If I'm a Republican, what in the negotiating history of Barack Obama has led me to believe that I should accept anything other than complete capitulation from the commander-in-chief? Where in his history, from inauguration day forward, has the president shown me that I can't just sit here and go la, 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 with my fingers in my ears, saying come back when you completely surrender? Nothing less than Lee at Appomattox.
And that being the case, my question that follows that, can he then even make a deal, or are we just going into August 2nd, just kind of like, we're going to shut down the government and we're going to have a default because there's no way at this point that a deal can be made by anybody.
All right. There's some pessimism from The View on television. ABC News correspondent Jim Avila explained to the ladies on The View why raising the debt ceiling is more difficult this time.
Here's what I'm interested in, because as I read it, since the 50s, Reagan raised the debt limit 18 times. George W. Bush did it 7 times. And so what is the issue? What really is the issue?
And all these people who are voting against it voted for to raise the debt ceiling during that time.
So what's the difference now?
Why not now?
Historically, the party that is not in power, does not have the presidency, opposes the raising of a debt ceiling. Mm-hmm. So it's a political thing. This time, the difference is the Tea Party. The Tea Party does, in fact, want a total revolution, a starting over, and they believe the way to do that is to cause a real problem.
They didn't want to start over when we were all in debt back, 8 years ago.
They didn't exist, exactly. They were in office.
All right. 800-510-8255 on the debt. We continue.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all natural, high quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her 5 free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Budget, because that's the big Magilla gorilla here in terms of conversation on the political talk radio programs, the news talk stations all over this. Here from one of those stations is a combination of characters, talk host Bill Radke and Linda Thomas together, with a focus on the president encouraging you to call your representatives. And since the phone lines have been jammed, people can't get in. A lot of folks listening to talk radio programs are sending in messages, and these two read some of them.
The unofficial debt default date is a week away. Still no break in the talk, so President Obama addressed the nation and said,
"For the first time in history, our country's AAA credit rating would be downgraded, leaving investors around the world to wonder whether the United States is still a good bet."
Which is strange, because we've been hearing that for weeks and weeks and weeks now, and we're supposed to be making progress. But House Speaker, the Republican John Boehner, responded back and didn't sound like progress.
"The president is adamant that we cannot make fundamental changes to our entitlement programs. As a father of two daughters, I know these programs won't be there for them and their kids unless significant action is taken now."
But the new approach that Speaker Boehner unveiled today, which would temporarily extend the debt ceiling in exchange for spending cuts, would force us to once again face the threat of default just 6 months from now. In other words, it doesn't solve the problem.
This sounds like the wrangling we've been hearing for weeks, and we're supposed to be just almost headed over a cliff. So, President Obama's approach, he wants you to help.
"If you want a balanced approach to reducing the deficit, let your member of Congress know. If you believe we can solve this problem through compromise, send that message."
Yeah, but you can't send it through a telephone, apparently.
It's been tough getting through this morning. Apparently, the phone lines have been jammed. But Michael O'Leary says the problem, as he sees it, is that tax cuts and subsidies the Republicans have gotten away with have not produced any jobs. Why can't the tax breaks they insist on be tied to job creation? And Jonathan writes, putting congressional and government employees on the same retirement system as the rest of America would be a pretty valid option.
Chris in Tacoma says Obama wants to raise taxes during a major recession. Only an idiot would make such a suggestion. It's a good thing we're cutting through the partisan rancor. so we feel overall, and we talked to political analysts about this too this morning, that we really are alarmingly nowhere closer to a deal, as far as we can tell, than we were weeks ago.
Now, when they're turning to us and asking for us our advice on, if you think this should be balanced, go ahead and talk to Congress. It's like, please, isn't that kind of a given that, yeah, I think there should be a compromise?
Yeah.
Do we have to say there should be a compromise?
Apparently we do.
All right, let's get to some of the other proposals that you've heard a lot about. For example, the one from the Gang of Six. Here's Bill Hemmer talking to Stuart Varney from Fox about this.
How can it be that Republicans, whether it's in the House or specifically in the Senate here, be in favor of a plan that calls for new revenue after all this?
Okay, well, let's break down this $1 trillion worth of new revenue. Here's how it's supposed to work. This plan by the Gang of Six calls for reducing, cutting tax rates on individuals. Also, cutting corporate tax rates and abolishing the alternative minimum tax. So it's tax rate cuts, the theory being that that expands the economy, and as the economy grows, the Treasury takes in more money because more people are working and more people are paying tax. So, extra revenue because you've expanded the economy by cutting tax rates. Also in the plan, plugging tax loopholes, that is a straightforward tax increase, and reducing the deductions, tax deductions, available to wealthy people. That too is a straightforward tax increase. So you've got a mix. Cut tax rates, plug loopholes, reduce deductions for the wealthy, those are tax increases, you end up with an extra $1 trillion in revenues for the federal government.
Two critical questions on that. They were like moths to a flame yesterday. The president came out in favor of it. Some Republicans in the Senate came out. Some Democrats did as well. Why would this all of a sudden have a favorable reception?
Well, look, it's a compromise. You've got big cuts and you've got extra revenue. So it is a compromise and you're running out of time. That August 2nd deadline is very, very close. And to get this plan through, you've really got to move quickly because you've got to legislate, vote, pass, implement in a very, very short period of time.
Can they do that in the time they have left?
Frankly, Bill, it's doubtful. This is you're talking about reforming the tax code. You think you can write that in a couple of days? I mean, that's highly unlikely.
That's very true.
But you can see how Republicans would probably go for reducing tax rates. It's hard for me to see how Democrats could go for reducing tax rates.
Now, before we finish here, though, this cut, cap, and balance thing that passed in the House, that was all the talk over the past week.
Yep.
Would that survive a Senate vote, or ultimately is it vetoed by the White House if it happens?
I've not heard anybody say that it will go and pass through the Senate. And if it did, the president says he will veto it. So that is essentially a symbolic move, and it's dead as of now. Okay. That's why there's so much attention on this third plan, this tax, this Gang of Six plan.
800-510-8255. Here are host Todd Feinberg and Samantha Clemens talking to Judson Phillips of the Tea Party Nation. He says he's going to recruit, that is, Phillips will recruit candidates to run against any Republican who votes to raise the debt ceiling.
We need to force them to do what's best for the country, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the left comes up with this bizarre idea. Not only can you not question their patriotism, you know, anything they do, you can't measure their patriotism. Well, yeah, we can measure their patriotism.
Well, I can measure your patriotism. Give me a break.
Please, no, hey, please go ahead, measure my patriotism.
How are you going to show up much higher than, say,
Barack Obama's patriotism?
Come on, how do you measure patriotism? There's no way. You can't measure it.
Sure you can. Hey, look, if you're married to somebody and you profess your love for them and you keep beating them and abusing them, I think we can make an educated judgment here that, hey, you don't really love that person. When you have somebody like Barack Obama, or as I like to refer to it, the Obama-Pelosi-Reid axis of fiscal evil, when you can see their policies at work, you can make a pretty good judgment. Are they patriotic? Do they really love this country? Do they really have this country's best interest at heart? And, of course, the answer is really simple. No, they don't.
Well, I think that's very fine and good. But you know what? I think another way of looking at it is, you know what? Our fellow citizens all love our country, and we all want the best for our country. What we disagree on is how to get there. We agree on the goal, which is we want the United States to be doing well economically. We want it to be flourishing. We want all the best for our citizens. We disagree on the strategy. We disagree on the tactics. But to go and say that every single person who disagrees with you about strategy and tactics actually wants the worst for the country, honestly, it undermines your argument because everybody knows that's not true.
It might undermine my argument if that was my argument, but you're putting words in my mouth. A lot of people on the left, particularly the hard left, like Obama, Pelosi, and Reid, are engaging in policies that they know are not good for the government. If they were merely incompetent, the law of averages says they would occasionally get something wrong.
All right, so let's bring that around to the debt ceiling debate and apply your theory to that. Tell us how you can make that accusation against that axis of economic evil with regard to this debate.
It's really simple. We know what happens when a nation state acquires too much debt. It's unable to service that debt. Interest rates go through the roof. The service for the debt consumes more and more of the country's gross domestic product. All right, we've seen this. This has happened in the past. Look at countries in Europe. Look at Zimbabwe. Look at Argentina. I mean, you can see this. If insanity is defined as trying the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, well, guess what? Our government's insane because we're trying the same thing that has been tried over and over again, and somehow we're thinking there's going to be a different result here.
Senate Majority Leader Reid says that his proposal to tackle the debt is the only plan that involves compromise. Speaker Boehner's plan is not a compromise, he says. It was written for the Tea Party, not the American people. Here is from MSNBC, Thomas Roberts, capping this conversation. He talks to Ron Christie and Tara Dowell, a couple of news analysts, about how you are viewing what's going on.
The first poll we've seen polling for months that says the American people are open to higher taxes on the wealthy. And now we have this saying that a mix of spending cuts and revenues are preferred. Do you think, in your estimation, are Republicans starting to get that message on the Hill?
No, I don't think so at all. I think when you look at the longer context, what we saw last November is that the American people said that the size and the scope of government is too much. You had Republican governors swept into office, the state legislatures, and, of course, the House of Representatives. So I don't think the American people are behind increasing revenues in a recession. I think the American people want compromise. That's what they're looking for in D.C.
Do you think, Tara, in your estimation, that President Obama has been out in front when it comes to putting everything out on the table, allowing for things to be discussed in debt talks? Our polling showing that exactly what his base wants. Do those numbers make it easier for progressive Democrats out there to get on board and support real change? And I'm talking about real entitlement change.
Well, I think the president has done a very good job in terms of trying to build consensus and bring about compromise. The reality is you cannot get anything done in Washington without some form of compromise. And I think what we're seeing in the polling is that most Americans want compromise. And I think that's a historic thing in this country. And so I think what you're seeing is that they see that the Republicans to date have not been willing to compromise, as my colleague here has made it very clear, and the Republicans and the Democrats are. And that's really what people want, the majority of people want.
All right, the president says stop the insults and get a compromise going over this. So maybe that's the way we end the conversation as of today. Up next, what's going on or has gone on in Norway? That's next on the countdown.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart, now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle and you've never pushed the blue OnStar button on your rearview mirror, now is the time to do it. Because right now, if you're not a current OnStar subscriber, you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. Push the blue button and tell the advisor you want automatic crash response, help in an emergency, navigation, and more. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Push the button now or visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
800-510-8255. 84 people dead in that Norway youth attack. What an amazing, horrible reality. And so we dig around in that a little bit. Here's talk host Simon Conway talking to a fellow named Al Rasoli, believes that the attack in Norway last week was the beginning of an enormous civil war in Europe.
This is obviously a very dramatic suggestion that you're making. So why would it be wrong for us to question whether or not this was indeed the first shots fired in a European civil war, or whether this was just one lone lunatic?
First of all, he is not a lone lunatic. He's not a lunatic. This young man is a focused human being. He planned this meticulously. He is focused. He knows exactly what he's doing. He targeted the people that he thinks are guilty of bringing his nation down the drain. He could have killed Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
And the first reaction when I heard about it, I thought it was the Muslims who were the terrorists. Yep. And then when I found out that he was a white guy, a Norwegian, I asked the question to myself. I said, why didn't he kill Muslims?
Mm-hmm.
And then it hit me. The people he slaughtered were associated either children of, relatives of, or supporters of the current political parties in Norway. The left wing and the liberal.
Mm-hmm.
He was making a political statement. The media are calling him a Christian fundamentalist, a Christian extremist. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
A fundamentalist Christian believes in the fundamentals of Jesus. There is not a single verse in the New Testament that incites the followers of Jesus to murder anybody.
Yeah,
his was a political move.
He actually describes him, himself as Darwinian. That's his own description.
Well, that takes
not
him out
Christian.
Of being Christian.
Exactly right. You don't think this guy is a nutcase. I've described him as a nutcase. You don't think he is?
No. He is not a nutcase.
Mm-hmm.
He is focused. He is a Norwegian nationalist.
Mm-hmm.
Who is worried sick at the fact that his country is being flushed down the sewer of political correctness by allowing his nation to be flooded with Muslim immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
Muslims who will never integrate in any society that does not follow Sharia. His is a political and not a religious stand.
Okay, so trying to make some sense out of all of this. The fellow's name, again, for those of you who may not remember, Anders Behring Breivik. The assault on this youth camp, he expected Norway's special forces to swoop down and stop him. Instead, the Delta Force officers made the 25-mile journey by car. They don't have a helicopter. And so it took 90 minutes to reach this guy. And by that time, 68 people were dead. you got to wonder what else does or doesn't happen there, not far from Oslo, Norway. More on this coming up in a few minutes. A lot of people around the world certainly talking about it. We're talking about it here as well on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And our focus here on the status of the gunman in last week's shooting in Norway, 800-510-8255. Ken has a thought on this. You're on the countdown, Ken. Go ahead, please.
Yes, this man is a publicity hound. He's not crazy, but he says there's other cells beside himself. The fact is the Norwegian newspaper VG says that that victims reported shots fired at the summer camp came from different places on the island at the same time. So there were two shooters. Now, so there was a conspiracy. The reason for the conspiracy is that Norway had said that it was officially going to discontinue its strikes against Libya on August 1st, and the NATO says that we can't tolerate that, so we're going to get it back at Norway. So they're retaliating against Norway for stopping their airstrikes. And this is a terrible policy anyway for the United States. They should be discontinued.
All right. This is an interesting point of view. From CNN, Randy Kay talking to Pete Dominic and Talkers Magazine editor Michael Harrison about comments Glenn Beck made that the camp was attacked by this gunman. Well, listen to the context of the conversation.
Have you heard the latest thing Glenn Beck said on his radio show? He was talking about the shooting rampage at a Norway youth camp that left 68 people dead. Take a listen.
As the thing started to unfold, and then there was a shooting at a political camp, which sounds a little like, you know, the Hitler Youth or whatever. I mean, who does a camp for kids that's all about politics? Disturbing.
Well, that was yesterday. Today, he didn't refer to that comment directly, but did continue making Nazi comparisons, saying he saw parallels between Hitler's statements to the Germans and President Obama's statements to the American public. So the question we want to ask is this. Is Glenn Beck actually inciting the kind of hate he's talking about? Before I ask what you think of Beck's comments. I want to let our viewers know that we have reached out to Glenn Beck to be on our show today, or at least explain why he said what he said yesterday, but we have yet to hear back from him. Okay, now, Pete Dominic, let's start with you. What do you think of Glenn Beck's comments?
Well, Glenn Beck is an entertainer. He just made a major transition in his career, and whenever he does that, he makes a Hitler or Nazi reference. Some people might argue he's made more Hitler references than Hitler. Of course, that's inaccurate and not true, but it was entertaining, wasn't it, Randy? That's what he does. He's an entertainer. He's not unlike Howard Stern, except for Howard's the greatest radio entertainer of all time, and everybody knows he's there to entertain. Glenn Beck, people aren't so sure, and they confuse it, which is why a lot of people think he's dangerous. The bottom line is there is a comparison between political camps when you're trying to teach young people how to think. However, the Hitler Youth were trained to be genocidal murderers, and these kids were going to lead perhaps the most peaceful country in the world for generations to continue being that way.
Roland, you know talk radio. You're on talk radio. Was this entertainment?
First of all, there's no doubt you can classify him as a rodeo clown. He's called himself that. I won't call it entertaining because once you begin to interact and delve into the whole issue of politics, you frankly are separate than some other people. And so I won't try to say, well, he's the same as Howard Stern. Look, if we had to create a Stuck on Stupid segment, Glenn Beck probably will be our top candidate 4 out of 5 days a week. And so he loves to make these ridiculous comments. And so I wonder what he would say, though, about Jesus Camp, a documentary. I wonder what he would say about conservative camps for youth right here in the U.S. How can a man stand here dressing like one of the founding fathers, always talk about our values, sit here and rip some people who are trying to teach young folks about democracy? Hell, we need those kind of camps in this country. Folks can't even name the Speaker of the House and barely the Vice President.
Michael Harrison, what's your take on this?
I think Glenn Beck gives us plenty to talk about, and he's really good at that, isn't he? So God bless Glenn Beck. Where would we be if we didn't have him to give us material? That being said, I think when you get into the realm of Nazi comparisons, you're going to have problems because that's the extreme of hatred. Mm-hmm. That's the extreme of evil. But there's a degree of truth to everything political, and that's where people like Glenn Beck are able to create such excitement. They take a little grain of truth and they put it into a whole bunch of drama. In terms of this whole entertainment business, I don't know where the line begins and ends, separating from entertainment, from journalism, from news, from documentary. We live in a crazy time, and one person's entertainment is another person's education, and vice versa.
Right.
All right, so there's Michael Harrison, who's on this program every week, comments about Glenn Beck and what was said, I think, early on in that conversation about every time Glenn Beck makes a change in direction, he brings up references to the Nazis. He does get attention, and after all, his ratings are what his job are. That's what he gets paid to do, get people to listen to the radio. Just like that's what I get paid to do, get you to listen to the Talk Radio Countdown Show every day at this time. Thank you for doing that.